Come on, check us out. In the meanwhile, you need to stick around to Community Radio 91.3 KXCI FM. You know, there's a lot of crap on the radio. I got a gun to my head. There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past, it's time for Tulip Audio Revival here at KXCI 91.3 on the FM dial. Which one are we on here? Number one? That's right. Right there. Okay.
Doing? I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and welcome to Crap from the Past. Yes, it's that time of the month again. It's Crap from the Past, the second Friday of every month here on 91.3 KXCI FM Tucson. It's Friday the 13th, ladies and gentlemen. That means I have some extra bad crap coming up. Really, just horrendous. It's going to make you cringe. 622 KXCI is the request line. Let's begin with Nancy Martinez.
Virgin Islands in the winter time, gin and tonic with a twist of lime. It was heaven. This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
91.3 KXCI FM, Tucson.
We're through being cool. We're through being cool. Eliminate the ninnies and the twits. Going to bang some heads. Going to beat some butts. Time to show those evil sluts what's what. If you live in a small town, you might be a dozen or two.
To Devo, 1981, from the album immediately following the album with Whip It. So people had a lot of expectations for the album New Traditionalists, and it felt kind of flat.
Thank you.
It's a Little River Band, 1983, and you're driving me out of my mind. You see, insanity, nutsy cuckoo-ness, it's crazy, it's wacky. It's Friday the 13th, ladies and gentlemen, and bad things are going to happen to your radio. And coming up really soon, I'm going to teach you how to boogie. We're going to get down with quintessential boogie tunes. But first, I think I have somebody on the phones here. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
My friend and I were sitting here wondering if we could make a long-distance dedication to Klaus. We haven't heard from him in a while.
That's true. Klaus was a loyal listener at one point. I guess Klaus fell off the face of the earth.
Well, we want to dedicate a great song about a dead dog.
You must mean Shannon by Henry Gross.
Play it, please, for Klaus.
Oh, okay. A song about a dead dog for Klaus. On Crap from the Past.
Thanks.
Another day's at end. Mama says she's tired again. No one can even begin to tell her. I hardly know what to say, but maybe it's better that way. If Papa were here, I'm sure he'd tell her. Shannon is gone, I hope she's drifting off to sea. She always loved to swim away.
Wretched song indeed. Henry Gross, who I believe was at one point the guitarist for Sha Na Na, had a big solo hit in 1978, I think. Let me see over here. No, I'm sorry, 76, with Shannon, a song about a dead dog floating out to sea. And a long-distance dedication to Klaus, who hasn't called in a few months, who at one point was a loyal listener. Well, it's that time again. Gotta pay some bills, and I got some really cool background music. I kind of like this.
Owner of a broken heart.
Because it's cool.
Owner of a lonely heart.
Aw, yeah. If you enjoy the diversity of musical styles and the public affairs programming available only on community radio, why not support KXCI by becoming a member, underwriter, or volunteer? Call 623-1000 during business hours to find out how easy it is to participate. This, of course, is Yes. They beat the snot out of their own song, and this is the extended version of Owner of a Lonely Heart. When you're ready to get your Saturday night right, you're ready for the Blues Review. Each week, your host, Marty Cool, brings you nothing but the finest blues from 6 to 10 p.m. Get the true blues on Blues Review, Saturday nights from 6 to 10 p.m., here only on your community station, 91.3 KXCI FM. This, of course, is Crap from the Past. Where else are you going to hear an extended version of a Yes song? Hurts, don't it? Your community radio station informs you that the Arizona Theater Company will open its 29th season with William Shakespeare's magical comedy, A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's playing through October 21st at the Temple of Music and Art. For ticket or other information, call 622-2823. Hey, are you having a good Friday the 13th? It's Friday, October 13th. Friday the 13th, you know, guys in hockey masks with chainsaws and stuff. So did anybody chainsaw your head off today? No, he is not. Tune in Wednesday afternoons at 3 for Growing Native, a program about the desert and area plant life, hosted by Pete Miskiti. I'm sorry if I butchered his or her name. Petey? Oh, Petey Miskiti, I'm sorry. That's Wednesday at 3 p.m. for Growing Native on listener-supported community radio, KXCI. Your community radio station likes to keep you informed of all the new art that comes out of Tucson. We've got premiere issues of all Monster Comics, which is a result of 5 local creators. If you are a current KXCI member and would like a copy of all Monster Comics, I'm not reading that, sorry. I'd have to give stuff away. You know, I may give stuff away. I have this abominable CD of just a horrible compilation of early 80s garbage. No, really, it's just garbage. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to give it away tonight, so stay tuned. I'm not really sure how to go about doing this yet. I have to concoct a wacky, crazy scheme. Hey, do you like this Yes song? It goes on for another 4 minutes, but I'm not going to subject you to that. Instead, let us fade gently into soothing, easing harp music. Do you like to boogie? Is my question. Because right now we will examine the boogie, where boogie is a noun. We'll be informally tracing boogie through the years. And I will be playing lots of songs that do indeed boogie. And for your favorite boogie song, if you'd like to hear it on the air, 622-KXCI. Here's Heatwave and Boogie Nights.
Keep on dancing. sounds as good as crap from the past on KXCI.
Fever from the summer 1976 and the Silvers, and what we're doing here is we're boogieing. I'm teaching you how to boogie, to boogie. It's a verb that means, well, if you have to ask, you'll never know.
So boogie on, red woman. Cafe!
Boogeyman.
your boogeyman. Yeah, Casey and the Sunshine Band, 1977. I'm your boogeyman, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, and we're doing some boogie stuff. And before Casey and the Sunshine Band, of course, the great Stevie Wonder, and I had a slightly confused caller. Here at Crap from the Past, we ride the ragged edge between wonderful and awful, and Stevie Wonder is, of course, excellent, being one of my favorite artists. This song is awful because it's got those cheesy disco sounds. Here's Claude Jabari and Boogie Woogie Dancing Shoes.
Get down, 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 get down
the gang, kicking butt way back in 1974, and Jungle Boogie. Yeah, we're doing boogie songs, and I'm going to start wrapping it up soon. If there's a favorite boogie song that you'd like to hear real fast, 622-KXCI. Here's Earth, Wind, and Fire from 1979 on Crap from the Past. Earth, Wind, and Fire with the singing group The Emotions, a duet, if you will, in 1979 in Boogie Wonderland, and I only have two boogie songs left, and let's see here.
That's right!
Get up and boogie!
I guess this would be one of them.
Get up and boogie!
not very good. It was a big hit though, so I'm just gonna talk right over the whole song. Don't you hate that?
That's right! Get up and boogie!
What an inane record.
Get up and boogie!
1976, huge hit. This, of course, is the German group Silver Convention. I think they're German.
Boogie.
Yes, we're doing Boogie. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Boogie.
I see how it all comes together, and nice, neat, organic globule. It's pretty good.
That's right.
That's right. Some songs I'm not going to be able to get to. The song Boogie Shoes by Casey and the Sunshine Band. And I'm not going to play Boogie Oogie Oogie by A Taste of Honey, even though it won them the Best New Artist Grammy in 1978. I'm not going to play Blame It on the Boogie by the Jacksons. I'm not going to play Mindless Boogie by Hot Chocolate. Or Whap Bam Boogie by Matt Bianco. Or Boogie Down by Eddie Kendricks. That's right. I'm not going to play Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu by Huey Piano Smith. Nope, not going to play that. I'm not going to play Bertha Butt Boogie by the Jimmy Castor Bunch. Nope, that's right out tonight. I'm not going to play Electric Boogie by Marcia Griffiths. That's that electric slide song. I would never play that on the air. It makes my blood itch. So yes, oh, and of course Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, but that's a little too old for Crap from the Past. That's right.
Boogie.
Boogie. See, tonight we're demonstrating the boogie. Because I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I had a little too much caffeine today. Can you tell? That's right. No, what's wrong? That's right. This, of course, is Silver Convention and a mighty bad record. I only have one boogie song left. And it's a novelty record. Uh-oh.
That's right!
Oh, actually, no, there's another novelty record that you might be thinking of. It was on Weird Al Yankovic's first album, and it goes something like, Gotta Boogie, Gotta Boogie. Got a boogie on my finger and I can't shake it off. It's a pretty bad record. So I won't be playing that tonight. 622-KXEI if you'd like to talk to Silver Convention. Or if you'd like to talk to me. I can play requests. That's it. No more boogie records. I think everybody's sick of these things. Are you sick? That's right. It's about to fade out. 622KXAI, try and guess who this artist is. This is 1982 and my last boogie record.
Boogie in nobody's butt. That's nasty, man. What you talking about? Putting boogies in people's butt. You out your mind or something? You go to jail for doing something like that. Well, step aside, my friend. I've been doing it for years. I say sit on down, open your eyes and open up your ears. Say put a tree in your butt. Put a bubble bee in your butt. Put a clock in your butt. Put a big rock in your butt. Say put some fleas in your butt. Say stop to sneeze in your butt. Say put a tin can in your butt. Put a little tiny man.
Man, I ain't putting
no trees and nobody's butt, no bees and nobody's butt. But nothing. You must be out your mind, man. Do y'all get paid for doing this? Because y'all got to get some kind of money, because this don't sound like the kind of... I'd rather golf, to be perfectly honest, than put something in somebody's butt. Be truthful.
Well, step aside, my friend, and let me show you how you do it. When Big Bad E just rock, rock, do it. Put a case in your butt and say, put a metal case in your butt and say, put a face in your butt and say, put a frown in your butt and say, put a clown in your butt and say, sit on down in your butt and say, put a boat in your butt and say, put a moat in your butt. Put a mink coat in your butt. Put everything in your butt. Just stop to sing about your butt. Feels real good when you sing about your butt.
Now wait a second now. Do y'all get paid for this, for doing this, putting their butt and all that stuff? Really? Hey, what's this, $100 bill? I get to keep this $100 if I be putting stuff in people's butt? Really? Well, step aside.
Put a telephone in your butt. Say, put some dust in your butt. I say, it's a must in your butt. I say, pizza crust in your butt. Say, put a telephone in your butt. Put a dinosaur bone in your butt. Put a radiator in your butt. I say, see ya later. Money in your butt, sure feel real funny in your butt. Ha, I say squeeze it, tease it, but don't tease it. Put it in your butt. Wait up, let me just say, put a hot cup of brim, fill it to the rim, and put it in your butt. To the beat, ha, two sugars, that's so sweet.
Percent of all the callers I got during that song knew exactly who that was. That would be John, the one caller I had, who of course knew that was Eddie Murphy, 1982, and for some reason Eddie Murphy thought he could sing. And then Rick James produced a single for him and unleashed Party All the Time in 1985, a hideous record and one that's even too bad for me to play here on Crap from the Past. However, I will play this fine, fine record by Dave Edmonds. It's produced by Jeff Lynne, who also worked with the Electric Light Orchestra, so it sounds just like an ELO tune, and you can never have too much ELO. Here's Slippin' Away from 1983 on 91.3 KXCI FM Tucson.
Oh,
Dave Edmunds, 1983, and Slipping Away. Like we here in the oldies retro show business kind of things like to say, there's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past. And you're listening to it right here on 91.3 KXCI FM Tucson. Listen to this. It sounds just like Wang Chung. Let me tell you a little story about the group Wang Chung. This song is called Dance Hall Days. It was a big hit in the summer of 1984, and it was pretty much the breakthrough song that gave Wang Chung worldwide exposure. I played it on my last show.
Take your baby by the hand.
Kind of neat. Listen to the arrangement.
I make it do a handstand.
Neat synthesized drumming and all that stuff.
Take your baby by the hand.
That's kind of cool. This was actually the second song from their second album. The second album was called Points on the Curve. Now, what not a lot of people know is that they released an album before Points on the Curve called simply Wang Chung, except they spelled their name differently. See, Wang Chung, you usually think of W-A-N-G, like Wang, the computers. But initially, when the group burst onto the scene in 1982, they were calling themselves Huang Chung, H-U-A-N-G, and they had Chinese characters and just a strange old image. And they released an album called Wang Chung, and it really went nowhere, had no hits, no singles, and it's not a very good album. And 2 years later, they released Points on the Curve with Dance All Days and had this hit.
Take your baby by the hair.
You'd think end of story, but no, I did some digging. And apparently, in Europe and some other places, between Huang Chung in 1982 and this song in 1984, they released one single. And it didn't come out in this country, and it was on the old record label, the one with the Huang Chung album. And it's a song you might recognize. And I dug this up on... it's like a Mexican K-Tel album. It's very strange. All the writing on it is in Spanish. But the song is in English, and it never came out in this country. Enjoy the original version of Dance Hall Days on Crap from the Past.
Baby by the hair,
Neat, that's the original version of Dance Hall Days as recorded by Wang Chung. It was recorded, I guess, about a year before they had the big hit with it. They re-recorded it, of course, and neat, and you'll only hear that here exclusively on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. You know, as long as we're doing this obscurities kind of thing, give this a listen. Whoops. You hear that? That's silence. Let's try this again. You hear this? Here we go. Starship, or formerly Jefferson Starship. I'm not saying this is a good song, but it actually was very influential. It had that slick mid-80s kind of synthesizer sound. Big hit. Big hit from 1985. That's got that big sound. Guess what, folks? It's a remake. Yep, I don't know how I do this. I sometimes amaze myself. But you've heard of... Let me fade out, get rid of Starship here. If you've heard of the guy named Martin Page, he had a big hit last year with the song called In the House of Stone and Light. Actually, the first time I heard it, I thought, In the House at Stone and Ninth? It made no sense to me. But anyway, it's a pretty good record. What you didn't know is that Martin Page actually wrote and recorded We Built the City. Here's Starship. Here's the big hit. Okay. Okay, you've heard that a bazillion times, and actually I don't really like the song either. But here's the original version, which is pretty cool. Here's Martin Page from, I think, 1984 or 1985. Here's We Built This City on Crap from the Past.
Boulevard, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and Figueroa, and all the
Isn't that interesting? A year before Jefferson Starship had the hit with it, Martin Page wrote and recorded it. Neat, the original version of We Built This City, only here on Crap from the Past. And I'll do, let's get away from that thing here. I'm just going to play you an honest-to-God bona fide hit recorded by the hitmaker himself, but it almost wasn't. You see, way back when Rocky IV came out, Sylvester Stallone wanted this funk tune, so Dan Hartman wrote this great funk tune and recorded it for the movie called Living in America. And as I understand it, Sylvester Stallone himself personally requested the song to be recorded by Mr. James Brown, so they got James to just recut the vocals. I'd play you the original version by Dan Hartman, but it sounds just like James's version. So, without any further ado, here's a big hit from 1986 from The Godfather of Soul on Crap from the Past.
Anywhere on the transcontinental over
Ron, Boogie Monster Gerber, and of course James Brown and Living in America. You see, it's Friday the 13th, and we should all get a little mishugana, you know, a little mixed up, a little crazy. Crazy! Great idea. I'll play Ice House from 1987.
I've got a pocket full of holes. Head in the clouds, the king of fools. You've got a river of rainbows, the sun in your eyes. Running through. Could be I'm happy, I'm sad, could be I'm losing my head. Oh,
a little wacko, a little nuts, a little mishugana. That's Ice House and the breakthrough hit for them, in this country at least, 1987. And crazy. Let's see, I gotta push this. Oh, there's so much stuff to push. The but hello, telephone caller?
Yes.
Yeah, I have somebody on the phone here.
Hey.
Hey, I got a question for you. Remember Maniac from 1983? Yeah, the song actually was so popular that one of the New York radio stations that I used to listen to had a maniac-free weekend where they refused to play the song.
Oh, it was so loved and adored.
Yeah, well, here it is for ya. This is Maniac from 1983. Maniac, you see Friday the 13th with the killing and the blood and the dismemberment. dripping with blood. And Maniac. Did you know the song was originally written for a horror movie? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and it found its way into, what was it, Flashdance? You on the phone, was this Flashdance? Did I get the right movie? Hello?
Yep, Flashdance. That would be it.
Okay, that's the Maniac. It all kind of bleeds together in one big...
It makes you kind of want to dance with water spraying at you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just throw on a whole glop of Afro Sheen and just dance around the studio.
There you go, sit in front of a water sprinkler all day.
Hey, is there something I can play for you?
Oh, yes you can. Hey, how about that old tune by Kaja Gugu? That's probably their only good tune, but that's Too Shy.
Yeah, they only had two singles, if you can believe that. And then what's his name went solo? What, Lamal, I think was his name?
Yep, that'd be the dude.
Yeah, well, here's Too Shy.
Thank you very much.
Wait a minute, we have about 30 seconds left before the song actually, you know, before the vocals kick in. What are you doing tonight?
Just working, like, say hi to all the boys. Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, the guys, I had to plug them in there, you know?
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Always.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. This, of course, is Crap from the Past on KXCI. Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Larry.
Larry, thanks for calling.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, this is Too Shy from Kaja Gugu from the summer of 1983 on Crap from the Past.
Tired of shorted breath, don't even try.
Kaja Gugu. Anybody out there know what Kaja Gugu means? And Too Shy, of course. Now, since you've been a very naughty audience, I hung up on myself. Excuse me. Since you've been a really nasty, awful, terrible audience, I'm forced to punish you, which is the usual case here. And this is, of course, is the evil song. Since I haven't gotten enough phone calls, I'm not even going to bother asking for them at 622-KXCI. Forget about it. Don't even try and apologize, because I'm going to play an evil song. Ooh, a call. Okay, let's see. Hello, Crap from the Past.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Excellent. We want to hear, we either decided Ghostbusters, because that's the worst song we could think of, or the other one was Somebody's Watching Me.
Oh, those are, you guys listened to a lot of radio in 1984. Those are pretty bad records.
They're the worst.
Yeah. I don't know about the worst. Okay, we'll take an informal poll now.
I have the question. the whatever the worst song you could possibly play? Is that Debbie Boone?
You Light Up My Life?
Uh-huh.
Funny you should ask. That's not what I had in mind, but did you know that You Light Up My Life is a remake?
It is.
I have the original version sitting right over there. I think I'll play it really soon. You shouldn't have said anything. All right, Ghostbusters, somebody's watching me, but I think, indulge me on this. This is quite possibly one of the worst records I've ever heard. It's actually on Atlantic Records, so it's on a nice big record label. And it was just as synthesized dance music was starting to take off. It was 1987, and Taylor Dane had not yet burst on the scene, but she was imminent. Debbie Gibson was popular, Tiffany was popular, and for some god-awful reason, Atlantic Records put out this dance record called Love Letter by the studio group Giggles. And I'll be taking calls at 622-KXCI, and we'll have a little poll here, and tell me whether it is or isn't the worst song you've ever heard.
Mike Brody. Mike Brody.
I don't get it. He seems to be stuck on that, so I'll just turn him off here. Here's Love Letter by Giggles, 622-KXCI. This is gonna hurt real bad.
Love.
An inexplicably bad record by the studio group Giggles. I had a caller ask if that was Rosie Perez singing. Nope, that's just Giggles. There's nobody of any importance on that record at all. And I took a hang on, I gotta do this with the tone arm on the. Here we go. I took a quick poll, and I'm still taking votes at 622KXCI. If that's the worst song you've ever heard, yes or no. And if the phone rings in the next 2 seconds, I'll get it. Actually, I had 4 votes. Which is pretty good, considering I like to talk to the call. Oh, here we go, 5 votes. Hang on. Hi, KXCI.
Hi, it's me again. I just called about this other song. I'm sitting here with a friend, so we can have 2 more votes.
Okay, was this the worst song you've ever heard?
Yes, it was.
Oh, so it's 4-2. It's not, we need 2 more votes.
Hey, but you remember this call is worth 2 votes, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I just voted you twice.
Okay, good.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh, this is fun. I got to do this more often. Oh, let's see. So we got 4 votes saying it's not the worst song they've ever heard, and now 2 votes saying that it is. It's pretty bad, and it is one of the worst songs I've... Wait, I didn't vote. 5. Okay, now it's 4-3. It's very close. I need 1 more vote saying that it's the worst song ever, and it'll be a tie. Some of the other callers I got said there's a... Barry Manilow was much, much worse than Giggles and Love Letter. Oop. Hey, look, a phone call. I like this. Hi, KXCI. Hello?
Hello, yeah, this song was pretty horrible.
Yeah, was it the worst, though? The worst you've ever heard?
It was definitely the worst.
Ah, good.
And mark that vote down.
I just did. What's your name? Hello? Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Okay, he's gone. It's 4-4. It's a tie, so it may or may not be the worst record I've ever heard. One of the other listeners still pointed out that EAR, that song that I played a few months ago by Billy Joel before he went solo. It was recorded by the psychedelic group The Hassles. EAR was still worse than Love Letter. And that's pretty reasonable. That is an atrocious record. And I had a caller say that Manic Monday was the worst song she's ever heard. Manic Monday? I kind of like that. That's Prince. Prince wrote that. Hey! Don't be dissing on the Bangles! Okay, I had to defend the Bengals there. One more call. Hi, KXCI.
No, it was not the worst song I've heard.
No, it's not. So it's... Oh. What is the worst song you've ever heard? Have you heard it on this show?
No.
Oh, man.
Well, if I had a... Hello?
Hello, I'm here. I'm listening.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
If I had to pick, people might get mad at me for saying this.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, I think... I don't know. Pretty much every song by Green Day...
Green Day.
Yeah, I hate Green Day.
Okay, well.
I want to kill Green Day.
No, you don't want to kill them. You just want to change the station.
Not kill, just
kill bad.
Just wound.
Okay, I think it's my civic duty at KXCI to discourage killing, especially of Green Day. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, you're entitled to your opinion. Thanks. Bye bye. Green Day? I like Green Day. Hey! It's like the Cheap Trick of the 90s. Hey! All right, let's take 1 more call. Hi, KXCI.
Hi, I know you're not exactly doing this poll, but if you'd like to segue into another poll, I'd also like to kill Green Day.
Hey!
We have another vote for that.
Oh, okay.
They are worse, yeah.
Oh, no, Green Day?
Yeah, they're awful.
Okay.
And annoying. Okay.
I'm sorry you don't like them.
No, but I think, yeah... And that's 2 votes for that.
Okay, so it's 3 votes against Green Day, and it's still 5-4 that Love Letter by Giggles is not the worst song you've ever heard.
Oh, but it is.
Oh, it is! Hey, it's a tie again! Thanks for calling. Bye. Oh, God, I love these telephones. So let's see, it's now 5-5, so Love Letter by Giggles may or may not be the worst song we've ever heard. Oh, geez, I may as well just take 1 more caller. Hi, KXCI.
Hi, honey.
Honey, do I know you?
Yes.
Oh.
I would have to agree with the Green Day dissers.
Okay, so it's 4 votes against Green Day. Who brought up Green Day?
The reason why is Love Letters by Giggles is not plastered all over the radio to force you to listen to it every time you try to shop or ride with someone else in their car.
No, that's because when they mailed it out to radio stations, the radio people went, "Ah, that's so bad, even we can't play it." You know... Like we say, there's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past.
See, Green Day is forced listening.
Okay.
You have to listen to someone else's tape.
Okay. All right. I can see we've touched a nerve here. All right. Thanks for... Are you sure I know you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Honey, I gotta mull that one over.
You better not have to mull it too hard.
Yeah. Boy, am I in trouble tonight. Thanks for calling, sweetie.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. Well, okay. So All right, one more. I just see this light blinking, and I have to answer it. Hi, KXCI.
Dick, it had a really good beat, but I only give it a 42.
Well, thanks. Oh, that was brief. I love this station. You guys are great. This is 91.3 KXCI FM, and let's segue, for example, into an actually a pretty good song, not a big hit, but one more. KXCI, hi.
Yeah, I just had to vote since I called earlier.
Okay.
I hope it's not too late.
No, you're live on the air, so
it's not close, okay.
So don't say any of those nasty words.
Regrettably, would have to say that it's not the worst song.
It's not.
I was going over quickly in my mind what I thought was the worst, and near as I can tell, Muskrat Love.
Muskrat Love!
By Captain Tennille.
Did you know that's a remake also?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it was
on this remake thing.
Yeah, that's what I do. Muskrat Love was a
Dan Hartman had a wonderful stint with the Edgar Winter Group.
Oh, yeah, Frankenstein and Free Ride. Yeah.
Wrote Free Ride. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people know that.
That's true.
Went on to have a very prolific career.
Yeah, but he did a lot of actually very good disco, if you can.
Yeah.
I heard someone say once that disco is to music kind of like Etch-a-Sketch is to art.
Huh.
But if there is such a good thing as disco, he did it. And
yeah.
Thanks.
Hi, on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think so, too. Thanks for...
good. Yeah, Muskrat Love. Especially, I have to say this, especially the solo break of Muskrat Love, which features what, as near as I can tell, are drowning muskrats.
Drowning muskrats. It sounds like muskrats...
It sounds like drowning muskrats, I've always thought. You know, that's the solo in Muskrat Love. Those bubbling sounds that the captain was making. I think he drowned some muskrats to get those.
Yeah. Okay, Muskrat Love.
On that note. Sign off.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Over and
out. Bye. Oop, I hung up a little early there. Muskrat Love, I should point out. I was going to save this one for my last show. You know, the last show that I ever do. Muskrat Love actually is a remake of Captain and Tennille. They covered a song originally recorded by the inept group America. And America did just a much worse version because it didn't have that goofy keyboard solo. All right, last phone call. That's it. I turned this into a talk show. Hi, KXCI.
Yeah, I would definitely have to vote Giggles was the worst song I could have ever possibly ever imagined hearing on a radio station.
Good! Oh, excellent!
Definitely.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name's Dave Harris.
Dave, you haven't quite cast the deciding vote because it's 6-6, but during the next song I'll still be taking votes.
Alrighty.
At 622KXCI. Thanks for calling, Dave.
Thank you.
Bye. You guys are great. I sometimes I wonder if anybody's listening, and I guess somebody's listening. Well, let's do this. Here's a really good song from the I think they're the British group Roman Holiday. Here's Stand By on KXCI.
Crap from the past.
It is the 70s, right down to the smallest detail.
On KXCI.
Room out of the way. Well, when they say you've lost your touch, I smile. You know they couldn't handle anything you're laying down. In fact, you put the snapping crocodile. That bedroom door I scream.
back room out of the way. Santa crazy when you said we're gonna spend all day in bed. My heart went out of style. I get scared inside when you say bye.
Hi, KXCI. Oh, jeez. Oh, boy, that ended awful. But that's the next song on the album. That, of course, was Roman Holiday and Stand By Now. Hello, caller person?
Hello.
Hi, you didn't like that song, did you?
No.
No, I'm sorry about that. I kind of like it.
Why?
Why? Don't ask. Why ask why?
Ooh, say bye.
Okay, well, you voiced your I'm sorry. I just
disapproval.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye. Oh, man. Nobody likes anything I play here. Well, while I was on the phone, I got two votes that that in fact, was the Love Letter by Giggles, the worst record people have ever heard, those listeners. And I had one more vote in agreement that Muskrat Love by America is indeed dreadful. Okay, well, somebody had to mention it, so give this a quickie listen. This is a big hit. Big, big, big.
So many nights.
Painful.
I'd sit by
Debbie Boone. This is her lone hit. I'm not going to play too much of this, but as promised, this is one god-awful record. You Light Up My Life, of course. And yes, it's a remake. It's from the movie of the same name. Did anybody see You Light Up My Life? I guess the best part of the movie is the stinking song. In the movie, it's recorded by, I think her name is Kissy Sissick or something. Katie Sissick. Or I think she's an actress. I don't know much about her, and they don't actually write her name on the record, which I think is just rude. But here's the original version, or at least as much as I can play of it without breaking the record. Here's Kissy Sissick, I think is her name. And the original version of You Light Up My Life. Sounds pretty much the same, I think. Yuck.
So many nights I'd sit by my window waiting for someone. Now you
That's enough of this. No more. I'm sorry. That's just, it's too painful to even listen to, but just demonstrates that You Light Up My Life is a remake and that the people who remade it didn't have a whole lot of imagination. Now, somebody before, whilst I was playing all that music, mentioned Walk Like an Egyptian, and I forget if that was a good request or a bad request, but I'm going to play it anyway. Remember the Bangles? Of course you do. Oops, I don't have it queued up. Well, Walk Like an Egyptian was enormous back in 1986. Huge. Actually, it was the biggest hit of the year. What you don't know is that Walk Like an Egyptian was originally performed by a woman named Marty Jones. I don't know much about her. I could make stuff up, but it wouldn't be the same. Anyway, here's the original version of Walk Like an Egyptian, because I'm convinced the Bangles never recorded any original tunes. Here's Marty Jones on Crap from the Past.
Egyptian. blonde waitress says, take their trays, they spin around and they cross the floor. They've got the moves, whoa, way, oh, you drop your drinks, then they bring you more. All the school kids so sick of books, they like the punk and the metal band. When the buzzer rings, whoa, way, oh, they're walking like an Egyptian. All the kids in the marketplace say, walk like an Egyptian.
Ah, that neat. The original version of Walk Like an Egyptian, recorded by Marty Jones. I guess that might have been a demo version of the song. And it was given to the Bangles and pretty much recorded verbatim. Neat, huh? Only here on Crap from the Past, and since I only have about 5 minutes left, let me give a listen to this song. This, of course, was the first song played on MTV, recorded by the Buggles. Here's Video Killed the Radio Star. Oops. Give a listen.
Lying awake intently tuning in on you. Young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh. Great production on this record.
They took the credit for your second symphony.
Okay, this is gotta make that go away. It's the Buggles and Video Killed the Radio Star, a song I've played too many times on this show, but it's still a pretty good song. It was written by Trevor Horn and Jeff Downs, both of the Buggles, and a guy named Bruce Woolley. Now, Trevor Horn and Jeff Downs recorded the song with the Buggles, but Bruce Woolley also recorded the same song, since he co-wrote it, with his band, Bruce Woolley and the Camera Club. And Bruce Woolley and the Camera Club is sort of an interesting footnote in the musical tapestry. It's a band that included a guy named Matthew Seligman. I'm not sure exactly why I know the name, but he played bass for the band. Bruce Woolley, of course, and a keyboardist named Thomas Dolby. Interesting. Here's Bruce Woolley and the Camera Club and their version of the same song, which came out roughly at the same time as the Buggles. Here's 1979, that is. Here's Video Killed the Radio Star by Bruce Woolley and the Camera Club on Crap from the Past.
I heard you want to watch back in the city.
Wireless back in 52. Flying away content to tuning in on you. If I was young it didn't stop you coming through. They took the credit for your second symphony, written by machine and technology. And now I understand the problems you could see. I'll make you children. Why did you tell them?
heart. We can't rewind, we've gone too far. We can't rewind, we've gone too far. Pictures came and took your heart. Put the blame on me, dear.
Bruce Woolley and the Camera Club. Interesting. And their version of Video Killed the Radio Star. And they're allowed to do it, you know, because Bruce Woolley co-wrote the song. Let me, hang on, I gotta push with the buttons and, I can't quite reach from where I'm sitting here and... Okay, you just survived 2 hours of crap. And like we like to say here, I got a new slogan and I'm very proud of it. There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past. And you just survived it. 2 hours on the second Friday of every month from 10 to midnight. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and Crap from the Past is sort of a subset of the larger Friday evening show called the Tough Tulip Audio Revival. And there's great things like 60s psychedelic stuff, and then there's some nasty funk and disco, and there's some whacked out things at the end of the month that nobody really keeps track of. It's just, it's a cool place to spend your Friday nights, and they've given me the second Friday of every month. Now, I should mention, before I play my last song, oh, happy Friday the 13th, by the way, I should mention that the next show is going to be absolutely ridiculous. It's Friday, November 10th, a date that will live in infamy for me, because that's the very same day that I defend my PhD dissertation at the U of A. I become Dr. Boogie Monster on the very day of the next show, so I'm going to be in a really, really good mood on Friday, November 10th. Mark your calendar. 10 to midnight. Is there anything else I need to say? No, this is 91.3 KXCI FM Tucson. I'm going to play one more song. Dead Air, the Grateful Dead show, is in next. Keep it here on KXCI.